out of a board like this, and it's balanced in the middle. One child gets on one end, they go. One child gets on the other, they go.
I call that I can't call that name, but we're telling you to play on it, you know.
Seesaw.
One on one end, seesaw. One on the other, you know. Seesaw. You go up, I come down.
Seesaw.
Is that what you used to call?
Seesaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? You know, you cut off a little tree and put a board there and a pin in it, and it goes round and round.
Yes, well, I can't call that.
Did you used to play on that?
Yes, I used to have that. Put them there and put a hole in that and have a thing go around it.
Yeah.
We'd all run around it, you know.
Do you remember what you called it?
Well, no, I don't know what I call it now.
Well, what do you call it?
Wendy.
No, it ain't a merry-go-round.
I don't think so.
Ain't a merry-go-round. I don't know what we call it.
Okay, well, he doesn't think so we're not going to put that down unless he thinks so. What do you call a flat piece of stone, maybe about that big, that you might take out in a field and sharpen your knives or your scythes with? Now, let's see, would you describe some different kinds of wood fences that people use around here, or used to use in the old days?
Oh, yes, a fence rail.
And what did a rail fence look like? What did a rail fence look
like? Well, we had it in pounds, you know. We put it in pounds, you know. 10-foot pounds, just have a 10-foot rail, you know, and then build that fence up, you know, just have one rail and go make
and
a string.
And do like this?
That's that
way. Like that?
Yes.
Okay. And what's another? Are there different kinds of rail fences, or are they all the
Why,
same?
Yes, the plank fences, you have plank fences, you have the people, that's what they make out now, planks.
Well, now, what do they look like?
Well, they're fence all right now, but they're posters, you know, in the ground, nailed to them.
Well, now, is there any space between the planks, or are they all?
Well, they have posters, and they're nailed to the posters, fence posters.
Okay. And are there spaces between these planks where they're nailed to the posts?
Well, yeah, sometimes they're 4 inches, sometimes 6 inches.
Okay. And can you think of any other kinds of fences? Maybe a kind of fence that would be around a house?
They have wire fences.
Well, how about, can you think of any wooden ones?
Well, they used to have these are sort of slat fences too, and they are on the post. You used to have that around the house.
Okay.
And some of them got some out.
Well, now, what did a slat fence look like?
Well, it's the same thing as the plank fence that I had put poles to.
Uh-huh.
See, you'd have to have stub to nail them to, you know.
Uh-huh. And so you'd have, would a slat fence have a lot of straight up and down?
Yes.
Okay. And how about the kind of fence that has points on top, you know? Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you familiar with those? I guess it's like a slat fence, except the tops of them are pointed.
Well, yes, just today they had them high. I can't call the name of them, but anyhow, we trimmed the edge of them and made them sharp at the top.
And would that be like a slat fence, except?
Yes, it would be the same thing.
Okay, and what do you call those?
Pencil.
Now, I'm talking about a fence. A picket fence? Is that what you call it?
No, that ain't what we used to call it then, but I can't call it
anymore. How about a paling fence? Is that it?
Well, what I'm talking about is just a garden fence, you know, had rails in it, you know, and we'd nail our other things to it, we'd have the top of it sharp, and it would go around. You go around the house with them. I think you some around now somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I've seen those around gardens maybe, or somebody's house. Okay. Yeah, let's see. If too many people are spending the night in somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
I call it a pallet.
Okay. What do you call low ground that's next to a creek?